Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the second part of our Ours to Protect feature on energy conservation. Last week, we looked at why it's important to save energy, and we were chatting about solar panels and BER ratings. Our energy sources are becoming greener every year, so
where will future energy come from?
Time to get some eco-experts on the case.
Leah.
Eve.
Essay.
Zoe.
Carla.
Alexandra.
Lucianne.
Roisin.
Leah.
Josh.
Donica.
Cian.
George.
James.
Cian.
Rory.
Mel.
Daniel.
Patrick.
Afra.
Roisin.
Emily.
The children from St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
Sun and the wind.
The wind, sun and hydro.
And nuclear.
Solar panels.
Solar panel farms.
Hydropower.
Solar panel, wind energy and sun energy.
Water. We'll probably be getting all our electricity from solar panels.
We will most likely get solar panels and a lot of other things in the future to improve our electricity.
Wind turbines.
Solar powers because of climate change.
Solar panels and it may, your bill cost less then.
Solar panels and wind.
Solar panels, windmills, water mills.
Solar panels because if you have a power outage, you'd still have power.
We'll probably have solar panels and get more stuff provided by the sun.
We will get energy from solar panels, wind energy, and hydroelectric.
I think in the future we'll be getting our energy from water mills, windmills, and solar panels.
In future, I think we'll be getting our energy from more eco-friendly sources like the sun, water, and wind.
Next up, the wonderful story of the Falls Hotel in Ennisdiamon in County Clare. It's run on hydropower due to a turbine in the River Iron and nearby. I dropped in to have a look myself and I met up with John McCarthy to find out how it all works.
We originally started all this because there was an original turbine here in the hotel. And it was running the hotel when I was growing up. Inside in the bar, you could see the lights dimming up and down. There was no import-export meter, so the power would kind of surge. And the bar,
right.
The lights would dim up and down, and that's when I was a child. further on from that, then, the hotel started growing and getting bigger.
Yeah.
And there was more bedrooms put on by the family. And the turbine just went into disuse because the hotel got too big for what it was. So it was always a pet project of my father's, so always to have it done before,
okay.
before he finished up. So my father started then, probably in around 2008, 2010, somewhere in that area, putting it into play. So we applied for planning for it and we got the planning granted with some restrictions according to the fisheries. So eventually that took us about eight years to get all
done.
And then we got our we started building it ourselves. We started building the tail race first ourselves, and then we brought in a contractor to finish the work in the river.
And this is the turbine, because the River Iron is right beside the hotel
right beside
here.
The hotel, yeah.
And of course, it's the Cascades. Anybody who knows Ennisdiamon knows it's these wonderful waterfalls, Cascades, that are right beside. And
yeah.
Is that where it's coming out of? Is it the power of the Cascades or just the power of the river itself?
So it's not actually, we're not collecting it as it comes over the waterfall. As it comes down further, it's at the bottom of the waterfall, maybe 100 foot away.
Okay.
We have a tank of water that gets collected, comes down into our turbine, and then goes back into the river. It's maybe out of the river for maybe 100 metres, maybe 150 metres, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
And we've about a 16 foot head height, which is the pressure of water that's coming down.
Yeah.
And in full flood, we'll be producing around 200 kilowatt hours.
Wow.
In the total of the year, we're producing about 800,000 kilowatt hours. The hotel is using less than 800,000 kilowatt hours. So we are producing all our electricity, although we can't all use it at the same time. So we have an import-export meter. So when we don't have enough, we buy from the grid. And when we've excess, we sell back to the grid.
But there's a carbon neutral smell off that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, yeah. And then we signed up with Green Hospitality Ireland.
Okay.
So we track our water usage in the hotel, the waste usage, the glass bottles that go back, how much cardboard is recycled.
Yeah.
And all them little bits. Then we got the biogas. So we used the biogas to heat the hotel. And then it was all little steps after that of how to reduce the water in the hotel. We then went and got the electricity usage for all the appliances in the hotel, down to the credit card machines, the ovens, everything. Yeah. And you're always just trying, year on year, trying to reduce it by a small percentage.
And it's even small things that we've noticed. You don't have sachets for tomato ketchup. Everything comes in bowls. Everything's reused.
Yep.
There's all that kind of stuff. But also you have shower caps in the rooms that are made of cornstarch, yep, which just biodegrade. It's small things like that. It's
small things, yeah. Even the soap and the bedrooms and stuff is made in Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the bathrooms. The stuff from the spa then is Irish brand as well.
Yeah, and you're also used to, when you're in a hotel, you go into the room, first thing you see is two plastic bottles of water on the counter, but when you come in here, there's no plastic bottles of water, there's a carafe, and then there's these refill centres all over to refill your water all over the hotel. I haven't seen that before.
I think a few hotels are starting to do it now.
Are they,
I don't think we were the first, but I think it's coming down the line for a lot of places. We just have them in only about a year. But it's small little differences all along. You'd have a new idea next year, you get an idea from another hotel and you implement it. Last year as well, we had to redo one of the roofs, so we put in 90 solar panels as well.
All right, okay.
So we're doing solar as well.
And what is the benefit of all this for you? What have you gotten out of this, the hotel?
Well, first we got carbon neutral status, which was the second hotel in Clare, I think. I think Hotel Doolin was first.
Okay.
It's the huge cost reduction, especially from the turbine. The turbine is a massive cost reduction.
Right.
As you can imagine, a hotel with 150 bedrooms and spa rooms and swimming pool and everything is quite expensive to run electricity-wise.
So the turbine is just going to take a few years for it to pay off itself and then you're...
Yeah, so we've the turbine in since November 2018 is when we first started running.
Yeah.
We're running, for 7 years now, so payback should have been... this year coming.
Wow.
But we had a little issue with the turbine, so it had to be sent off for repair. So we were out for probably 4 or 5 months when it was sent off for repair, and then the cost of that as well. So probably next year it'll be paid for.
Amazing, John. It is fantastic to walk around the hotel and just to see just those little bits that I mentioned that I noticed. But obviously the turbine is a big thing, but you don't notice that as much when you're in the hotel. But it's just... It makes such a difference, and it's a great example to other hotels. Mm. A great example, and as you said, you'll see other things in other hotels. And people are learning from each other, and it's the future. It's the way it all has to go.
Yeah, and another little thing is, I'd be big into gardening myself, and we've been looking into putting a polytunnel. So in the last few years, we've probably close to 100 fruit trees planted: plum, apple, pear, some hazelnut, and a few bits like that, and hawthorn. And then we're building a glass house then at the moment, so that's kind of been probably a year in preparation there. So there's a cousin of mine building the steel for it, and we're going to get a local company in and do the glass for it.
So you're moving towards organic veg.
Well, we just start producing some of our own. Look, the hotel is so big, you're never going to produce it all, and we're never going to try and claim that. We're just going to produce little bits that we can.
But you are at a carbon neutral state now. When you come to holiday in the Falls Hotel, it's a carbon neutral holiday for you.
Yeah.
John, thanks very much for your time.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
That's John McCarthy there from the Carbon Neutral Falls Hotel in Ennistymon in County Clare. Hours to Protect will be back next week at the same time, where we'll be hearing about the importance of investment in green energy for the future, and we'll also look at the most efficient ways to charge your electric car at home. That's Hours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday evening at 8:45.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.